Welcome to 2757, Siren FM's new Sonic Arts Radio Show. Each week I'll be bringing you interesting and unique sounds from UK-based sound artists, experimental musicians, and electroacoustic composers. Join me on an adventure into the world of audio as I endeavor to find out what is sound art. Each new show will feature a different artist who has been tasked with the simple brief of delivering 27 or 57 minutes of their best work to you. There is no other brief than the choice of duration and the hope that the results will be interesting. This week's featured artist is Sunshine Gray from Lincoln. I'll talk to Sunshine in a minute or two, but first, as a taster, I'd like to play you some sounds that you'll be able to hear in the coming weeks. First up is Amy Slavin, an emerging sound artist working in Lincoln. Amy's work reflects a deep interest in voices, both literal and metaphoric. She creates pieces to represent people, communities and issues, exploring and stretching the audio palette. She makes use of both found and designed sounds, in addition to vocal interview and composed content. Her 57 consists of two pieces, Wave Power and Wave Play. These complementary and contrasting pieces focus on our societal relationships with all types of waveform. Here comes a snippet of Amy's work.
Three legs that got the circle bearing at each end. So that there is working tension, especially not trying to bend the leg at all. Vaguely stowed. And this sort of triangle on the side, flattening out, and flowing down to pick up points. The week after Amy, I'm proud to say we'll be hearing from Muddy Suzuki, also from Lincoln, although now resident in London. A lore unto himself, Mr. Suzuki, although primarily a top-notch drummer, is a vocalist, multi-instrumentalist, producer and exceptional experimentalist. A skilled listener with a passion for the unusual, Suzuki goes in diverse directions, not afraid to blend nastiness with beauty, complexity with ambience. His 57 is entitled Under the Knife, and consists of 9 tracks mostly on the dark side, sporting titles such as Anesthesia, Amputation, Incision and Convalescence. Here comes a snippet of Suzuki's work. If you are a sound artist, musician, composer or just someone who likes to make noise, and you would like to have your work played on 2757, then please, don't hesitate to get in touch as I'd love to play your piece. For more information on how to submit work to 2757, please visit www.roughdiamondproductions.com/2757. It's really simple, all you need to do is send me a CD of your work and a brief biography and I'll put you in the queue. Preference is given to artists resident in or originating from Lincoln, although if that doesn't describe you, then get in touch anyway, as I'd love to play your pieces. That web address once more. www.roughdiamondproductions.com/2757. Okay, that's enough of that. Over to this week's featured artist.
I'm Sunshine Gray. I'm a sound artist. I work with recorded sound.
Welcome, Sunshine. It's good to have you here.
Can you tell me a little about your piece?
I listen in the dark. Designed to be listened to in the dark, preferably in a comfy room. It's to do with the nature of sound, or particularly recorded sound, to do with the moment and the memory. It's designed to make you smile.
Sounding good so far. When was it produced?
It's mainly from last year, 2007. Some of the pieces I've used are using found sounds or archive recordings from a long time ago, in actual fact. But most of it was done last year.
And can you tell me a bit about how you make your work?
With each piece, it's slightly different. I can work from spoken word in some of them as a basis, and then add found sounds or archive recordings or instruments, mainly computer-generated instruments, but also acoustic instruments. I can begin from any angle, from the found sounds, from the archive recordings, from the music, or from the words.
Sounds like it's gonna be interesting. Tell me, how did you become a sound artist?
Well, I've worked with sound all my life, really. I was a sort of pop musician in the 70s and 80s. I started out, I think the first time I used a tape recorder was in my teens, and I borrowed a reel-to-reel tape recorder from my uncle to do some revision for exams. I sort of recorded myself reciting the Romantic Poets or something like that, you know, and got completely hooked on the technology of the day. And it's gone on since then.
Great. And what are we about to hear?
You'll hear my voice, both speaking and singing. And you'll hear some instruments, mainly computer-generated sampler sequences. And you'll hear found sounds, which are sounds that I've recorded, some of them on my travels around the world, and some of them in my front room.
Well, we're out of time. Can you introduce your piece for us?
I'm Sunshine Gray. This is Listen in the Dark on Siren FM. So here we go with some hotels. Well, the first one I can see is the Hotel Hamburg, oddly named, in Berlin. I do remember this hotel. It was very industrial. It's got that dark wood veneer. I've got a rather nice red silk dressing gown thrown over the chair there. Oh, a bottle of Remy Martin.
This is about the nature of memory.
Very unpleasant curtains. The same hotel I was on the train. I was obviously in love with
memory.
I had breakfast in my room. It's a German tray.
Records.
It's got little pots of cheese.
I can look at the photo rolls.
I love it.
Listen to the records.
I could drink it now.
I see discrepancies.
Hotel Excelsior, Munich, had a vibrating bed, because this is a photograph of the bed.
I remember things. lots of that brown veneer again. There's a telephone directory.
Most of it on
glass cliche, you know, the sort. A very fixed, plasticky 80s beige
encapsulated.
And there's a control box for the vibrating bed with two wires
in the
coming
brain.
Out of it, looking in an industrial grey.
The room of the room at the hotel is very different.
The Alexander Hotel Bologna, in contrast, has marble tiled floor.
The upholstery has to recommend it. Is it completely dark?
My shoes,
in
on
reality,
the dressing
it was red. I see from the photograph.
Hotel Alcan Wiesbaden is such a
in
dim,
memory,
dark photograph. I can't tell what I'm looking at. There's a bit of a chair and a bit
I
of a table.
I remember feeling a great peace
between my shoes
and
the corner of the toilet
in
the open door. Not a good photograph. There's another view to the bathroom in the hotel.
I see from the photograph.
From the room, I'm looking into a book of magic scored the entire bathroom at the beach, with a bit of a corner of the bed. And in the room I'm standing, there's a mirror showing me a table and chairs that are so 50s. Asymmetrical table covered in formica. Glass ashtray, I notice. Oh, there are foyer. Oh, there's the foyer of the hotel, two of the hotel ponds,
nature memory.
Large ones, a gladiolo, a beating flotation of me in the corner.
Of the same room, the tables in the
glass
table.
Nature memory.
Stool that goes with it. It's a leopard skin.
Hotel Windsor Milan is a photograph of the barman shaking a cocktail. He's got a moustache, smiling.
Nature memory.
There are the tops of two glass stools are just caught in the flash at the bottom of the photograph, making it very unsatisfactory. With three spotlights over the barn, also detracting. Huge array of drink bottles behind him. Don't remember being there, I don't think. Yes, I think I did. I was drunk.
Nature of memory. Nature of memory.
And where the couch turns the corner, there's a generic African businessman in a suit.
But don't feel it's been in vain, 'cause we can call you back again. If you don't hang up, the tone's your name, your number, and the time. After the tone, we'll do fine.
This is 609-0417, look, no one's here, just at present. Leave your number and your name, and
You have no messages.
When we're back, will ring your phone. So please speak after the tone. Please speak after the tone.
I went to Barcelona, and there I saw the Barcelona chair. White, leather, with chrome legs. I went to Melbourne, Australia, and there I saw an exhibition of chairs, including the Barcelona chair. White, leather, with chrome legs. A plastic folding chair, whose name I forget. And the red-blue chair by Rietveld. It's red and blue. I'd last seen it in Lincoln at a lecture about Rietveld. I went to London. I went to the Jeffrey Museum. It's the museum of the front room. I saw some chairs. It was a plastic folding chair. I'd last seen it in Melbourne, Australia.
I found it in the street.
I've forgotten its name. I used to own one. I found it in the street in London. The globalisation of chairs. I like chairs. I'm fascinated by the design of chairs.
I've never sat on the
I prefer to sit on the ground.
I have sat on the folding.
It had a habit of folding itself up on small children and then slipped through the back onto the floor. Does this prove that chairs you find in the street, no matter how famous, are uncomfortable? And other chairs that you only see in museums are delightful to sit in? I may never know. Are there chairs to sit in? And chairs to look at? Heat wave, heat wave. You're in your sleeping bag, pooled in sweat. All zipped up. And that's in the inner tent, starved of air. All zipped up. Not to mention the outer tent, bathed in sun. All zipped up. Well, this heat, this smother can be dealt with. Unzip. And feel the fresh, chill you out. There's no unzipping here. No escape. No stripping off the suit of sweater.
You can only throw all doors,
windows, legs wide open to catch the faintest breeze. Yeah, this is Europe, August 03. Lose your cool here. Remember that tent feeling? Now, forget it. This is heat wave. And probably the future. Heat wave.
Mm-hmm.
This is the other side of the world. And it's very weird. Very weird. Very weird. This land is surreal, empty, prehistoric. Of course, I've heard a didgeridoo being played before, many a time in a damp field in Lincolnshire. Not the same. This land is vast, surreal. The cities are cool too, and charming people.
Pirates, personal training. Parties.
Surreal.
Pirates, personal training.
Parties. What about the wildlife? Crikey. You told me how you were hitchhiking from the Mexican border up into the USA, and you were given a lift by a guy who offered you grass from the glove compartment. Then he dropped you on a slip road at 2 a.m, completely wasted. There was a full moon and a slight rise in the road, and you could hear the sporadic vehicles coming and then see their lights come over the rise. After a very long while, a big truck pulled up somewhere ahead, and you had to run with your backpack and your two suitcases, loping, struggling, and taking forever and forever in the moonlight. And you told me how you were taking up a fire escape staircase onto the roof of a building in Mexico City to have a very strong smoke. All was very well. Until you realised you had to descend those 10 floors on the outside of a building and get in by an open window. Hours had to pass for your legs to turn from jelly into muscle once more. Completely wasted. I used to go to a home match once in a while to see the men play the game and to check their style. festival. Yeah, we'll all have a great time. Festival.
Linda Pinnick, Janet Sharp, Ruby Storms, Jackie Strether, Melody Sumpter, Stephanie Moore, Judy McPhee. That's 2A to 5A.
Crackers and candles and Christmas cake. Crackers
and
Ronald
of Red,
Thank you, Miss Dean. I have never forgotten it.
Próxima parada, Mataró.
It's windy, breezy, blowy. It's fresh, airy, blustery, shrill. Is it a flurry, a squall, a gale? Gulping, piping, gasping. Now it's raging, snorting. It's raging, snorting. Howling, moaning. Now it's raging, snorting. Sighing, moaning. Panting, heaving, pounding, battering, buffeting, pummeling, battering, buffeting, pummeling. Now it's pounding, battering, buffeting, pummeling. Now it's raging. Snorting, gulping, gasping. It's rasping, gulping, piping, gasping. It's ululating. It's a bit windy. How I long to live in a modern house. I seem to have spent my whole life living in Victorian houses.
Victorian houses.
Built, what, 1840 to 1900? For Victorians, not for me.
For Victorians, not for me.
In 1901, members of my family were living in small,
In 1901, members of my family were living in a small, two-bedroom terrace house.
For me, daily life.
And there were 14
of us.
14.
Gothic style.
Not for me.
Built for farm labourers. Pokey.
But not for me.
Damp.
Cottages.
With small windows.
Pokey. Damp.
Pokey.
Small windows.
Damp.
Cottages.
With small windows.
Not for me.
And Victorian townhouses are no better. Doors all open the wrong way.
Cold holes, cupboards daily life for me doesn't need to be played out against a backdrop of neo-Gothic styling.
Give me at least Mies van der Rohe.
Give me Mies van der Rohe.
Ah, yes. A modern house. How I long for one.
Ah, yes. A modern house. How I long for one.
Process mot det som jag då kallar för relationer. Så jag har prövat ganska många Men det låter också ganska cerebralt. Alltså som ett ganska intellektuellt
Did you remember to pick up the
Was there was a nucleus of perhaps about a dozen people.
Leg of Mutton Moon, Stanley Spencer, 1937,
when it did go in.
I don't think they treat it right.
Did you remember the lovely
girl?
It was a very active part of Sheffield. A lot of people different areas of writing policy or very active party.
I think he cooked for John for tea in his 30s kitchen with his 30s clothes on, humming along to hymns on the home service, while Patricia scrubbed and scrubbed the mattress.
I think we should, whatever, recall, ask her to stand there.
Do you remember Brink? Brink did a song.
Remote unknown, a single note. Bleak, remote, grown or be grown, a single note. Sparse, harsh, marsh and dike. The very byroads of night, all alike. Marsh and dike. The flat, the very byroads of night, all alike. The few and far between lands. The flat, forgotten, double deckers like liners, between peaviners. Double deckers like liners, peaviners. Roadkills. Tractors to die. Death in the afternoon. Roadkill. The hunt. Death in the afternoon. You won't buy it. Smart market towns. Respectability for sale. You won't buy villages it. And cottages and bluntness by the bale. The flatland, forgotten land, the few and far between land. The flatland, forgotten land, the few and clear night sky for stars to shoot across. In a clear night sky for stars to shoot across. Sometimes summer comes. The moon's up, shadeless, ruthless, flat, acres of blue. Eyes cracked, back to the earth, lying on straw. What more could you want?
Market towns, respectability for sale.
You won't buy it.
Auctions of bluntness. Orbit by the bales in a clear night sky. Just stars to shoot across. Clear night sky. Our stars to shoot across. Sometimes the moon, summer comes high. Shade sometimes ruthless, summer flat acres of blue. Shadeless, ruthless, back flat to the earth. Eyes cracked, lying on back straw. To the earth. Eyes what cracked, more? Lying on straw. What do you want? What more?
The flatland, forgotten land, the few and far between unknown, a single note. Bleak, slow market towns, big grown respectability for sale. Sparse, you won't buy it. Fen, marsh and dike, but just get lost in a clear night sky with stars to shoot across. The flatland, forgotten land, the few and far between lands. Summer comes. Double deck, ruthless, flat, acres of blue, pea viners, back to the earth, to eyes cracked, lying on straw, roadkill. What more the could you want? Death in the afternoon.
Yes.
You've been listening to Sunshine Gray on Siren FM. 2757 is a Rough Diamond production. Next week's featured artist is Amy Slavin. For more information, please visit www.roughdiamondproductions.com/2757.